Good evening and welcome to another episode of Thrift Spin. I'm TSR, your guide for today's musical journey. And it's my pleasure to spend this time with you. In tonight's long form of Thrift Spin, we're going to pay tribute to a jazz classic, Autumn Leaves. This song was originally composed by French-Hungarian composer Joseph Kosma and inspired by Roland Petit's Rendezvous. The original Hungarian title was Hullo Levelek, which means fallen leaves, but the song was first performed as Les Feuilles Mortes in the 1946 Marcel Karn movie titled Les Portes de la Nuit, or Gates of the Night. Autumn Leaves is one of those kinds of songs that you can never get bored with. Play it when it's cloudy outside. Play it when you need to be reminded that fall must be enjoyed before it gives into winter. Play it on a cold fall evening when you're snuggling up with someone special next to the warmth of the dim embers of a fireplace. However you choose to enjoy Autumn Leaves, tonight we're going to enjoy it over and over. But we promise it will not be boring and it won't hurt. Considered a jazz standard, Autumn Leaves is impossible to avoid if you listen to jazz music for any amount of time. Many versions of it may be considered unremarkable, but tonight we will introduce you to 5 versions which we hope will make your appreciation of this song even greater. All we ask is that you take this musical journey with us. Get yourself relaxed and prepare to be open to what we've selected for your musical journey. Vince Guaraldi. Though most widely known for his Charlie Brown fame, he's also a well-respected jazz composer and pianist in the West Coast Cool School. He had early collaborations as a sideman for Cal Jader in the 1950s and soon after fronted his own trio. Through the 60s, he and his combo had a number of consistent and successful albums, including the critically acclaimed Jazz Impressions of Black Orpheus, and his very successful work with Brazilian guitarist Bola Sete. He died in 1976 at the age of 47. This previously unreleased track from 1964 appears on the 2009 Fantasy Records compilation release of The Definitive Vince Guaraldi. This track is a collaboration between the accomplished Belgian-born harmonica player Toots Thielemann and American pianist Kenny Werner. Thielemann enjoyed a long and varied career spanning nearly six decades, which included collaborations with the likes of Benny Goodman, Quincy Jones, Paul Simon, Jaco Pastorius, Billy Joel, Billy Eckstein, Elian Elias, and Oscar Peterson. Kenny Werner, considered a modern improvisational master, has had a number of long-standing collaborations with Joe Lovano, Broadway superstar Betty Buckley, and Toots. During the 90s, he had several award-winning albums, including the highly regarded 1992 set, Live and Visiones. Both artists are in top form on this song, which appears on the 2001 Verve album named Toots Thielemann and Kenny Werner, which is a culmination of their nearly 17-year-long collaboration up to that point. Thank you. Michele Petrucciani was a brilliant pianist known for his accessible yet deep and memorable improvisation, a complex and deeply emotional character. Personally and artistically, French-born Petrucciani was afflicted by a rare disease called osteogenesis imperfecta, which limited his adult stature to just under 3 feet. Even though the disease inflicted a tremendous amount of pain on Petrucciani, he was a prolific artist and consistently managed to perform at peak levels despite his illness. He never let his affliction define his interactions with other artists or his audience, once saying, "It is very important to me to be accessible. It is just my way of seeing life." He died far too young at the age of 36 in 1999 from a pulmonary infection, but left a legacy of beautiful music that is beyond measure. He once stated about how he conceived his music that I see colors you can hear and feel inside. It's a very interesting way of hearing and listening to music. This track appears on the 1999 two-disc live compilation, Concerts in Edits, solo, trio on the Dreyfus Jazz label. This track features Joe Pass, a guitar virtuoso that can neither be ignored nor forgotten. Called by some the Art Tatum of the guitar, his ill-fated drug addiction-related arrest in 1954 put him behind bars for nearly half a decade and almost put an end to his career as a jazz man. He did not significantly reemerge on the scene until 1963, and from that point forward, his career began to blossom. He shared the stage with numerous artists during the 60s and 70s, from Eddie Cleanhead Vinson to Chet Baker to Duke Ellington, Oscar Peterson, Carmen McRae, Frank Sinatra, and Johnny Mathis. His health declined in the 1990s, and on May 23, 1994, he died from liver cancer. He is said to have continued performing within weeks of his death, despite his failing health. This track appears on disc 4 of the MGM-backed 1973 Jazz Virtuoso, an extended solo work featuring Pass. Thank you. Wong Wing San, a Japanese pianist widely known for his New Age work, is an accomplished and highly regarded jazz man with incredibly moving improvisation skills. While San has a much broader audience in his native Japan, he is widely known for his compassion and commitment to causes impacting all of humanity. Though many fans of his catalog claim his music is much more of a healing type music, Wong rebuts by saying, "I play piano for exploring myself, and I am healed by it." On this beautiful interpretation of Autumn Leaves, Wong is joined by longtime collaborators Yasushi Ichihara on drums and Yasumito Mori on bass. This track appears on the Satawa Records 2001 release of the Wing Wong San Trio on the Small Road.